This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so again, welcome everybody, and thank you for joining us, especially because of Eid holidays. So I guess this meeting is basically, I guess, the aim of the meeting is to try to close any pending discussion regarding the work we've been doing so far, the LGR root zone, and also have a quick discussion, I would suggest, around next steps and what we want to do further. And I would, towards the end, then hand it over to Fahad and Ali Raza to discuss those things as well. But before we go into future plans, let's start and discuss where we are as far as the LGR root zone proposal is concerned, and see if we can see how to resolve what are possible pending issues which are still open as far as LGR
Hello.
Feedback on our proposal.
Salaam alaikum.
By IT. Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum, Salma. This is Nabil. Finally, I was able to join. Thank you for remaining.
Thank you. So we just, Nabil starting out, and I was just saying, we have Hazam and Ahmed and Fahad and Ali Raza online.
Okay.
And I was basically saying that this meeting, we want to address some of the open issues based on IP feedback in the first half of the call, and then towards the end, we also want to now discuss how and what we need to do going forward and how we want to organize ourselves. So I was going to pull up the IP feedback from on the proposal. And so let me just do that quickly so that I can share what the issues are, and then we can take a look at it one at a time. All right, so if you remember, I'll just, so I'm talking about a document which was shared with you, which is called LGR Arabic Repertoire June 14 feedback. We've actually done another pass on it, which was shared with all of you, and that is, I think, version 1.9 of our proposal. So first of all, have you had a look at that proposal, revised proposal? Are there any questions on it? Any further feedback on it? And so let me start from that. Let me see if I can find that proposal. And so have you all received that document? Is that something we can open?
For me, I was just waiting for the final proposal to be uploaded in the Dropbox. So I was still waiting. Okay.
So this should have been uploaded in the Dropbox as well. This was circulated a few days ago. Let's see. Let me go and find it.
That's the one I have. This is
2.0. Yeah.
Is it 2.0?
2.0.
That's under the Dropbox. This, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is in the finalized LGR proposal.
Yes. I mean, is this the right document? 2.0?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you go to the TFA IDN folder and go to the finalized proposal, 2.0 is the latest one. And it was circulated to everybody on 11 July, I guess. So let's talk about IP feedback and the changes which have been done in this proposal. Let's see. Version. I'm still trying to find the email which I sent to all of you. So I sent just hold on a second, give me one more minute, please. Okay. So there was a email which was sent to TFA IDN on 4th of July. And basically, I've updated with the following changes, and talking about and I think that was version 1.8, which I had actually, and then there may be a couple of small changes beyond that in the 2.0 version. So the 1.8 version says that Kyrgyz and Kazakh example have been updated to Uyghur. And the reason is because Uyghur makes a much stronger case than Kyrgyz and Kazakh, because Uyghur is actually officially used, and many of the code points which are in Uyghur and Kazakh are also in Uyghur. So those references have been added, and that those have been made primary reference. The second was 06CA was taken up, which was a 2WOW. Which is WoW two dots above, and that's because that's not normally used. And then some additional references for various characters have been added in redline, which include Malay, Kurdish, for Malay and Kurdish. For example, reviewing the documents, we found more newspapers for Kurdish. So we actually added them as a reference for supporting Kurdish characters rather than just omniglot. And then table 13A was added based on Inam and Saeed's input, who consider these additional characters at GAS. The GAF character variant has been updated. And then this fifth was that additional code point mixing constraint rules within a label have been added to the WLE table 17 at the end of the document due to the GAF variants introduced. So we are adding rules which say that now we have two or three different GAFs, and we are saying that they cannot mix within a label. So if you use one GAF, you still have to consistently use the same GAF in the label rather than try to mix those GAFs. And then the statistics for Tamer Bhuta, hey changing to Tamer Bhuta at the end of the label have also been added, which were provided by Abdul Rahman. Then there are some minor edits. One of them is that I said that for variants we should use type, and for a label we should use disposition. we've been using disposition for code points as well, code point variants, that referring to allocatable versus blocked. So they say that at code point level, allocated versus blocked, we should refer them as type, and at label level, we should address them as disposition. So I've fixed that as well to be consistent. And in addition, I had written that we are still looking for evidence for widespread use of Hausa, Wolof, Fula, Bamana in Arabic script. And I had said that this has been asked by IP. They suggested current evidence does not suggest widespread use. So after that, in 1.8, I had a discussion with my Mikal in a bit of detail. We looked at those cases, those languages, and we went to and found material basically which provided update more evidence for widespread use of Hausa, not just the languages. The languages are used. What IP was saying is that Hausa, Wolof, Bamana and some of these languages which we are quoting, it is not clear whether they are actually using Arabic script in a widespread manner. So what we did was we identified relevant passages from different references, and in version 2.0, there is a whole section. If you look at version 2.0 of our proposal, and I'm referring to page section 3.2, so page 10 onwards, you will see that excerpts from different sources have been added, and a paragraph has also been added to support different languages. So initially there is a set of references for Hausa and Fulfulde, then there is a section on Wolof, and then there is a third section on ANT kind of well, the use of these languages in Senegal. So we have Fulfulde, Wolof, and we have supporting document. We've added supporting documentation for Fulfulde, Wolof, and Hausa, and accordingly updated it. Beyond that, there was one more language for which there was a discussion. If you remember, we couldn't find evidence for Tem or Kotokoli. That is the name of the language. So Mikal was Mikal had reached out to Andy, who is currently working on it. Andy had responded with details on Tem, and the feedback was shared with the list, and based on that feedback, basically Inam and then Ahmed had responded that that particular feedback did not support Tem to be included in our repertoire for LGR because it was limited use, and because of that, then what I had done was I basically updated the proposal and took out the characters which were based on Tem language only, and not used in other languages. So this is the current version of the proposal, which is being used and discussed. So let me stop here, get everybody's feedback. Are you generally you have any questions on where we are, or have any comments at this time?
Well, Dr. Sabat, I have a question. Whether IP will accept these evidences what we have provided in from 10 onward pages, these would be acceptable for them, or
right,
we have
so,
to look for other?
Right.
Yes.
So I have I then recently also shared this version, which was shared on the Dropbox with IP, and they are they're also now looking at it. They will provide us more formal feedback tomorrow.
Okay.
So we would know for sure where they stand, and as soon as I receive that feedback, I will obviously share that with you as well. So at this time they're working on this. They're looking at it. This is something which so the main thing which is coming out of this discussion with Mikal, and I also read through many of these references, was that the way African languages are being used is that there are three levels of use, and this is very similar. You know, I was actually this is similar to how these things things work in Pakistan as well. For example, based on my own personal experience here, is that there are three different school systems. There is the private school system, there is the public school system, and then there is this third school system, which is not very well documented, but it's a significant school system, which is the what is called the religious school system, or the madrasas in Pakistan. But there is a similar setup or kind of mechanism which is going on in Africa as well, where you have these in urban areas, you have these government driven schools which are using Hausa or some of these languages in Latin script, written in Latin script. But there is this, if you go to probably other sectors of the society, or you go into the countryside, there's all this informal, or not informal, very formal, but undocumented or less documented school system, which is this religious school system, which is not just religion, religious education or Arabic education, is general education, but actually run through, I guess, religious organizations. And there are a lot of people who actually go through these school systems. In rural areas, actually, there are probably more of these than, you know, your public school system, schools. And everybody who's going through these school systems is using Hausa or these languages in Arabic script. They do not use Latin script. So there is a significant use of these scripts in these communities. However, because they are using, they are being used in these non-public schools, they remain very less documented or under-documented in some ways. So that was one of the significant things we... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I have only concern because if we finalize our proposal and it will go to IP, and then they will raise some other questions. Like if we go to page 20, we can see there are some handwritten characters. So these are not even converted into typewriter or into any of the computer language. So can we defend at that time if they raise question on these type of characters?
Right. So actually, all the characters we are proposing are already in Unicode, of course, and they are being supported through different standards as well. So now we have the DPNL stand, LN standard, which is the standard for Senegalese languages in Senegal. And then we also have the ANT, which is the national standard for Chad.
Yes.
So we are trying to... so I think there are two kinds of support. One is that these characters are part of some standards or being used. But in addition, I think we needed more support on whether these standards are actually being used, or these characters or code points are actually being used by people. And so in this, in these additional documentation, what we've tried to provide is that additional evidence that not only are they being standardized, but also in addition to being standardized, they are actually being used as well by community. Though what we are saying is that the community remains under-documented because it, the community is through these, you know, there's a large community through the school system, which are, you know, not very well documented by the government themselves, because the government schools are only using Latin script for these languages. So in any case, so that is I guess something which additionally we have provided. TAME was the only example where we were not clear based on the evidence, and therefore that we have actually taken out. For others, there seems to be reasonable evidence that they are actually being used. But we will find out, I guess we'll get some feedback later this week or, well, possibly tomorrow because there is a IP discussion on it. And we'll see where we are. But I think we are making progress. So if you remember, the first feedback, we had about more than 30 code points, which they had said that they didn't have sufficient evidence on. We've actually gone back and added more evidence, and in their revised feedback, the number of characters in which they said they needed further documentation has significantly reduced. So let me just checking on the proposal feedback which was shared earlier. The number of characters has reduced from 30 plus code points to less than 15 or about 15. So they're almost halved. And the code points, which most of the code points come from Hausa, Wolof, and so these two or three people, they to do those two or three languages. So if we get these addressed, the number of code points hopefully will either reduce to a very small amount, or they will be taken care of. I think that's where we are. So back to you, Ahmed. Do you have a follow-up comment?
Okay, thank you. Actually, I am of the view we can include more and more, we can accommodate more and more languages, but the way IT is responding, we have to be very careful about that. And my only concern in this case is that these are the, if we see on the page 20 and then page 24, these are the signboards. So this doesn't show that it is used by majority of the language. Like, on the other hand, we are following EGIDS scale. And in the example of TAM, which Andy referred to, it was communicated that most of the people are using Roman language instead of Arabic script. So if they are, in this case, most of the people are using Roman and some of the people are using Arabic script. So we should be well prepared to defend all of these.
Right, exactly. So so I think what we found is this reference by, let me quickly check the source. So we've actually found this reference which talks about this underdocumented schooling system in this whole region. So I think that is reasonable evidence, perhaps, which shows that these are languages, not all of them, but Wolof, Hausa, and Fulfulde at least, are languages which are spoken by a significant amount of people and are used in Sting. So that sort of puts them at level 3, even though the schooling or the educational level is not formally documented by those governments, because they are religious schools and not the government schools. We can obviously try it. If IP is convinced, obviously we'll move forward. Otherwise, obviously, we then need to reconvene for the court, which IP still doesn't feel convinced. Obviously, they'll let us know. Then we can, you know, move forward with it. So let's see what IP has to say based on the evidence we have provided. Then if there is need to revisit it, we can obviously revisit it in the cases where IP raises issues. And I think we are now at a level where we should based on IP's next feedback, make our final decisions and move on to public comments rather than going back and forth with IP, because it's already been going on for 2 or 3 times now. At least my suggestion, but this is again up to all of you to decide and how we want to move forward with it. I will be able to share IP feedback this week on the updated version of the proposal. Based on that, I think we should probably have a very clear discussion on email or possibly a call. And make our final decision. And again, as I said, I would suggest that we just, based on IP feedback, we now consume that feedback, make sure we make decisions and whatever decisions we need to make to address the concerns of IP, and we then go into public comment for the proposal. Anybody else has any feedback on this? Ahmed, did you want to say anything more?
No, I'm convinced. If IP has no objection, why should we raise any question? I'm convinced.
Okay, and if IP raises objections, obviously we need to come back and address them.
Yes.
Nabil, you have any questions, comments? We can't hear you if you're speaking. Nabil, are you still with us? Azam, do you have any comments or questions?
No. I'm still with you, but I don't have any comments.
Nabil, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, keep with us.
Do you have any comments or questions?
No, 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 for no, I'm just following.
Okay.
No comments.
Okay, so as far as next steps is concerned, as I said, I will share IP feedback on this. This will be the third time IP will be giving us feedback. So I am suggesting that based on this, we make whatever decisions we need to make, and we address the feedback and then go to public comments. Is that something which you think is okay? Or you think we still need to do keep going back to IP? I think based on the research we've done so far, we've really now tried to get everything we have on, shared it with IP. So there's probably not much more we can do, though really depends on eventually what IP has saying. So based on that, I am suggesting that instead of going back to IP again, because each time it takes a little bit of time, and this is already quite a bit delayed since we first finished it in February in Singapore, I would suggest that we now seriously consider taking IP's input, especially if it is again on the same character for the third time, and we address it and then we go to public comments. Is that something you think is appropriate, Nabil, or you think otherwise?
Okay, it's okay. So just one question. As far as I know, you didn't share anything for the moment coming from the IP.
No, I am waiting for their feedback. I will share it this week when they send it to us.
Okay. So by the same occasion, I'd like to, if you can talk to us about the journal paper where we will work together, and we will put our feedback and all what we have done so far in this paper. The group who will join us in this work. Is this your group with us in this call right now?
Not all of them are here. So we can take that up. So let's close this discussion then. So let's go around, take final comments from everybody on what I just said, and then we can move on to the paper, and then we can also talk about next steps briefly as well. So if you don't have any comments, anybody else, is everybody okay in us addressing the comments and then instead of going back to IP, move on to public comments? So we now have to address all the IP comments in this version of feedback which we're going to get. So is everybody agreeable to that? Ahmed, Hazam, Ali Raza, Fahad, you all have the context now. What is your general opinion? As I said, you know, we've already have now three feedbacks from IP. So if anything's probably not all settled, it's probably not going to get settled. So we really do need to now address IP feedback, which, you know, is going to come this week, and move on to public comments. Would you generally agree with that, or you think we should keep working on further evidence in cases where IP still thinks there is a gap?
I agree.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying you do agree that we should really now address it and move forward rather than keep searching for more evidence?
Yes.
Okay. So, any final comments on any of this? Everybody here on the call? Okay. Based on feedback, what we'll also do is we create our XML document. So, I guess as soon as basically IP feedback is formally communicated to us, I will share it with all of you on this version of the proposal, and basic, and what we will do is update the XML file accordingly as well. Ali Raza has actually been working on it based on the current version of the proposal, I guess. I think he's, I'd let him, you know, jump in and just give us a status on where he is. And I guess based on IP feedback and our final discussion, he'll also finalize the XML proposal and share with all of us. But Ali Raza, you want to add anything there on XML?
Regarding the feedback that we received from IP, I am currently working. For the XML, and then I'm trying to share it by the end of tomorrow to the group, especially to Abdul Salam, who was starting this process and who was creating this XML to get his feedback and his review. So now I'm in the process of updating. The WL rules and the values.
Okay, we're not hearing you very well, but we did get the gist of what you're saying. So thank you, and I think we'll also formally incorporate the discussions which will happen this week. So let's try to close the discussions this week so that we can update the XML as well. Accordingly, and then move forward. Let's move on. Sorry, Ali Raza, you wanted to add something?
No, I don't. I don't want to add something. I just agreeing with you that we.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about the paper. So we've actually been asked by this, there is this new journal which is starting, which asked us, they are focusing, they're partnering with Routledge. So Routledge is the publishing house. Basically they're starting a new journal on cyber policy. And basically one of the things they want to focus on is the work which TFAIDN has done. But it is a new journal, it's not an established journal. They've asked us to write a paper. I guess the first question is that, you know, generally there was agreement to write a paper. I wanted to get everybody, I think we should get feedback from all of you on whether it is okay to write for a new journal. And second of all, we have now about 5 or 6 volunteers. That may be too many people to for writing a journal. So what I was actually going to suggest was that we divide the group in two sets. There are already people in the group who are very active. They've attended face-to-face meetings. They've been part of the calls, and they have been active on email as well. But then we also have a couple of volunteers who have not been actually very active in the group, but they still are interested in getting involved. So one possibility is to divide the group in two parts, one who are going to author the paper, who have been active, and therefore they know the context of the discussion. And the second set of people who are not very, very familiar with the discussions, because we do need to capture those discussions in the paper as well, because they didn't attend those discussions either in face-to-face meetings or in the conference calls. We request them to review the paper rather than author the paper. What that helps is reduces the authorship to 3-4 people who have been more active. and who are more knowledgeable about the discussions. So I think first thing we do, you know, and this is something I wanted to ask on the email list as well, but since you brought it up here, I what do you think about this? And or do you think everybody who's volunteered should become part of the authorship, because that's sometimes harder to manage, but it's for you guys to decide. So what do you guys think about that? And second of all, are you okay with going forward and trying to write up for a new journal on cyber policy rather than an older journal?
Yes, I think it's a good idea. It's a good step forward to establish a group who will work on the paper. So maybe during from this time until the next call, we can just make a draft of the structure of the paper. So what are the sections and the paragraphs that will be included, and we can share the work between us to know who are the volunteers for each paragraph or for each section. So what do you think, Samad?
Certainly. So I think it will take more than a week to discuss the scope and structure of the paper. What will happen is that whoever eventually becomes interested in authoring the paper would need to, what we should do is we should have weekly calls, and we should actually discuss and debate this, because I don't think it is, you know, it is, a, you know, based on my own experience, it is more challenging to structure the paper than eventually to write it, because you know, a lot of design, a lot of thinking actually needs to, the hypothesizing really needs to come up front, and we really need to just see what we want to write about and how we want to organize it, and you know, it's a significant effort, and it may take a few weeks or maybe a couple of months before we can actually make a very good good discussion around it. So that's something which we need to do very actively. I guess one other possibility is that whoever becomes eventually active in the process can get involved in writing it up as well. But it will take more than a week. I think it will take at least 5-6 weeks for us to finalize the discussion.
Now,
please go ahead, Azam. Do you want to say something? No? Nabeel,
oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, I just haven't muted too much.
Nabeel?
Yes, I agree with you, Salman. It's okay. So at least we can define the structure or the draft structure of the paper, and it will be enhanced and improved during the meeting.
Okay. So are you generally okay with having a separate call at least more frequently initially when we are discussing the structure of the paper for the working group which is volunteered for it?
Okay.
Yes. I agree.
And once the structure is settled, then we go into the writing part, of course. But the structure, we need to have frequent discussions. So what I'll then do is I'll set up a weekly call. Is that something you guys can manage? And to discuss at least initially what the structure and scope of the paper should be.
Okay. That's okay.
So it's going to be hard work. It's not going to be easy. But the expectation of the journal is that we should finish this paper within this year. And we are talking about anywhere between 15 to 20 pages. So and that's going to be hard work to do that effort and try to finish it within this year. So we would need to take this up very actively. So are there any more questions on this before we hand it over to Fahad and Ali Raza regarding the next set of discussions, because there is going to be another set of regular calls which may be starting on the follow-up works. So any questions on this paper or any comments on this paper before we close this topic? No? So just to conclude, I will write a separate mail, invite the working group members to weekly conference call, which will just be focused on the paper structure and scope, and we take it from there. So over to Fahad and Ali Raza on what is next set of work after LGR proposal, and how you are thinking of organizing it.
Okay, thank you so much. From my understanding is that after the work on LGR at the UCL is concluded, there are two topics the task force and our script IDN have identified to work on, and that is LGR at the second level, in addition to university acceptance. Of course, the IDN team at ICANN, which includes Sarmat and Ali Riza, will be deeply involved in these efforts, and they will be assisting the entire group in pushing the work forward. We have been having this discussion on when to have our next face-to-face meeting for the group, and if the work undertaking the next couple of weeks or even the next couple of months is substantial, we are looking actually at the December-January timeframe to have a face-to-face meeting. We will be having a bi-weekly call, so that is one call every 2 weeks. It will be on a Monday at 15 p.m. at 15 UTC, which is the same time as today's call. In other words, our next call will be in 2 weeks' time. We'll be working closely with Sarmad and Ali Riza on the agenda for these subsequent calls and really your involvement and your contributions to what lies ahead is really crucial. That's it for me. I don't know if Ali Riza would like to add anything. I don't know if anybody has any other business or if anybody has any comments to make. Please feel free before we conclude the call.
Ali Raza, you want to add anything?
I think he has some communication problem.
Ali Raza, are you online?
Yes, I just back. I just have been disconnected. I'm coming back again. Sorry.
So, Fahad, you want to sort of... So, Fahad just explained that we are going to have fortnightly calls every Monday, and the follow-up work is basically on two aspects, second-level LGR and universal acceptance. And basically, both Ali Raza, you and myself, we will be obviously involved, but... the follow-up work, even though I will be involved, I think from the IDN program side, Ali Raza will be taking the lead in coordinating this effort with all of us. So, Ali Raza, you want to add anything to this?
No, thank you so much, Tamar, for the introduction. I mean, following the discussion that we have regarding this labor generation rules for the second level, as well as the universal acceptance regarding the Arabic. Regarding the IDNs, especially the Arabic, which is the group is focused on, we are going to have a call. So I'll share the detail of the call regarding those. So, that anything else are the same as you said, and we are really thank you, everybody, for joining the call and actually contributing to the work that we are doing.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you everybody,
okay.
And go ahead,
right. Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to say that Fahad also said that we are planning, based on our progress on universal acceptance and second level discussion, we are planning to have another TF AIDN face-to-face meeting, likely in end of this year or January of next year. So that is also something we eventually need to discuss, but I think once the work gets started. So that's it. So we are on the hour. Thank you all for joining. If there are any last comments anybody would want to make before we close? All right, so then let me summarize. We discussed three agenda items. First of all was IP feedback. We are going to receive some IP feedback on the latest version of the proposal this week, and what we've discussed and currently thinking is that we will address that IP feedback, and instead of sending it back to IP, we will try to address it in a way that is acceptable by IP, because this is already the third time IP has given us feedback, and go forward with public comments of the proposal, as is the which is the next step in the process. The second thing we discussed was a paper, and we discussed that this is okay to proceed, and we will form a separate call. We'll hold a weekly call on it with the people who've volunteered for the working group, and we'll discuss and finalize the scope and structure of the proposal and then start writing it. And third is that we will continue at this time and day on our regular four nightly calls, and basically move on to start discussing second level LGR and universal acceptance topics. Some of them have been shared through email, but we'll have much more to talk about it in the next call in 2 weeks. So that's all from our side, I guess. So thank you all for joining, and we will follow up on email for proposal and for the other two topics as well. So thank you, and have a good eve of it. Thank you again for joining during the holidays.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.